Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. This daily editorial being recorded before the Fed meeting, and in all fairness, I am chatting with Jordan Roiburn, so I know, Jordan, you like to ignore that volatility around Fed meetings and also what the Fed has to say, but undoubtedly there will be some volatility coming in the next about hour to two. I want to start off with the gold chart here and looking at a weekly chart because, look, gold had another quick kind of correction or washout sell-off. It hasn't gotten back to that 1675 level, but it did drop below 1800 down to about that 1750 level, just below that, and is now rebounding a little bit. I think gold is closing back in on that $1,800 level. It's about 1780 right now. Either way, though, you look at this weekly chart, and one thing that really stands out to me is ever since that peak in August, we have seen consecutive lower highs. Now, you can make the argument that the lows, at least recently, have put in two recent lows right around that 1675 level, but either way, these rebounds continue to not take us even back to where the last rebounds have gone. Jordan, what do you take away from this successive pattern of lower highs for gold?
Yeah, Corey. Well, I think you covered it pretty well. I mean, the issue with the gold chart is you would need to see a weekly close, I think above 1840 or 1845, somewhere in there. A weekly close above that level would alter the short-term prognosis, because where it is now, and I'll just add to what you pointed out, I mean, gold twice in the last few months, it's failed at the 200-day moving average. So if you look at the 50-day, 200-day, and 400-day, I mean, they're clustering in the same area. Well, you have the 200 and 400-day, or they're at 1807 and 1808, and the 50 days at 1796. So all the moving averages I look at, they're clustering an important level. You know, gold, of course, is broken below those. So my worry would be that when this current little rebound rolls over, if it is to roll over, that there would be risk of a sharp decline. I know I said that a couple months ago or a month ago and it didn't come to pass, but that would be my worry, because gold in the last few months, it spent a lot of time trying to break from this area, break to the upside, and it hasn't. It failed at the 200 day, as I said. I think the moving averages are starting to point down a little bit, so that's worrisome. And when you look at the weekly and monthly charts, they're really not that encouraging. I mean, we're at the end of the quarter. So I definitely see some risk to the downside before we get to the end of the month, which is the end of the quarter. And I think the other thing, Corey, which is important, is the stocks have been leading on the downside, the miners. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, I think we've seen the large caps have finally started to crack a little bit. I mean, they were holding up better. But if you look at the stocks, I mean, they've really just been leading and underperforming. And it's really hard to make the case that gold is going to break above the 1830s or break above the 200-day, especially with as weak as the stocks have been. I mean, it's really hard to make a short-term bullish case based on how the stocks have been acting. I mean, sure, they, you know, everything could rally for a few weeks or hold up for a couple weeks, but other than that, I don't see in the technicals reasons to be excited or bullish.
Hey, fair enough. You look at that GDX chart, and that is not a pretty looking chart. Plus, GDX is right back to this support range, right around that 30-60 level that is key support, because if that drops, boy, oh boy, it's going even lower. And unfortunately, where GDX is trading right now is actually where GDX was trading pre-pandemic levels. And that just goes to show how weak these stocks have been then, because they went on a almost historic run in that short time frame from March to August, but it's been a longer correction since that time. Jordan, are you going to be looking at these stocks or even at something like GDX to get a bit of a handle on if it breaks below this about 30-60 level? That's going to lead to more selling in gold. And the question being, is the gold washout level down to 1675, or is it even lower than that?
I mean, I hate to say it. I think it's probably going to be lower looking at how the stocks are at, not just GDX, but also the Huey and GDXJ. I mean, gold, there is some good distance between where gold is now and 1675, but also 1600, because the 40-month moving average, if you look at a 30-year chart of gold, just look at the 40-month moving average. It's been an amazingly accurate, I shouldn't say accurate, but it's just been an amazing indicator as far as it's marked very important turning points and support and resistance for gold. And, you know, that's when I look at the weekly equivalent to that, so I can get, you know, data points that change every week rather than every month, that's coming in pretty close to 1600. That's in the upper 1500. So that's something I'm keying on as far as a washout level for gold, you know, call it 1600, because, you know, this is something I talked about months and months ago when the 40 month moving average is in the mid 1500s, but now it's getting very close to 1600. It should be at 1600 by the end of October. So that's a potential washout level that I'm looking for gold. But of course, it's also going to depend on intermarket analysis and what's happening with the stock market. I mean, if gold's going to trend down and the sector's trending down to those levels, is that because the stock market is also going down and having that significant correction? You know, in that case, I wouldn't be I would be less concerned in that scenario with gold trading lower. However, if precious metals are trading lower and the stock market, the decline stops and it begins to rally again and precious metals are still trading lower, that would bother me as a precious metals bull.
All right, Jordan, there's not much more to say about these charts because these have been some pretty defined levels now for a long period of time. So I want to shift over to one other comment that I'm just hearing a lot of, and I even asked Jeff Christian this earlier, but the fact of the matter is there's a lot in the gold bug community that are saying fundamentals have never been better for gold, mostly pointing to more of the long-term nature of increasing debt and low interest rates and the inability for interest rates to go much higher because of debt and all the money printing that has happened from central banks that seems to be nonstop and will continue. I've heard these reasons for at least the last decade, even longer than that. It seems to be a constant narrative that the community goes back to. However, to me, it means that there isn't anything else to look at here as hope, which I actually do think there are some other factors that do shine a more positive light on the precious metals. What do you think about that whole narrative saying fundamentals have never been better for gold?
Well, I would just reply to those people. And based on what you're saying, I didn't hear anything about real interest rates or gold's performance against the stock market, because gold against the stock market, I mean, that's down at a 15 or a 16-year low. So, I mean, that's one thing that nobody's mentioned. The other thing is real interest rates. I mean, we know that gold follows declining real interest rates and negative real interest rates. And the problem for gold is that real interest rates blew out on the downside. So they can't really go any lower than where they've been in recent quarters, just because it's likely that over the next year or so, the rate of inflation is going to come down. And it's possible that interest rates could rise a little bit at the same time. And so that's negative for gold. And I mean, the market has been discounting that for 13 months now. I mean, the market is anticipating that first real interest rates are not going to go any lower, and now that they may potentially rise a little bit. And so it's the direction that matters. And so even if real interest rates are still negative, the fact that they're rising a little bit after gold made a huge move, that's negative for gold. So I think when people are talking about the fundamentals have never been better, yeah, they're talking about the, you know, the big picture, the bird's eye view fundamentals, which I get. It's hard to disagree with those. But the here and now, you have to focus on where interest rates are going to be trending, real interest rates rather. And at the same time, how is gold performing against the stock market? And what's the direction of the economy? And so when you look at all those things, at least over the next, let's say, 12 months, the market is discounting an environment that is not bullish for gold. Now, that begs the question, okay, when will it be bullish for gold? And I've pointed out that one of two things has to happen. You get a significant stock market correction, or the Fed starts hiking rates. Because as we've seen throughout history, the Fed starting to hike rates, that's marked the bottom and the start of huge moves higher in gold, even if it's only like a 6-month move, for example. So until we get one of those two factors, you can't really say the fundamentals are looking bullish for gold. And at the same time, gold has to outperform the stock market. So that's also the other factor. But I mean, those main two fundamental catalysts, I mean, I do think we are going to get one of those catalysts in the next 12 months. But it's, you know, we'll see what the stock market, I mean, it's corrected a little bit. We'll see if this can extend and be a significant correction. But I mean, if not, and if the stock market rebounds and moves to new highs again, that's going to be negative in the medium term. Obviously, because, you know, capital is not going to move out of stocks into precious metals. And at the same time, that will result in the market trying to or starting to discount that first rate hike. So that's basically my fundamental view over the next 12 months. But I do think at some point in the next 12 months, we are going to get one of those factors, and that will be bullish for gold. But here and now, in the immediate sense, no, the fundamentals are not bullish.
Yeah, hey, fair enough. I agree with you. The fundamentals actually were quite bullish a while ago when interest rates or real rates continued to drop and got even more negative and inflation spiked. But we've gone the other direction from that. And again, these U.S. equity markets, yeah, they've been weak for the last couple of weeks, but boy, oh boy, they've been boring to the upside as well. And that does just draw money away broadly from the precious metals. Jordan, what about any other metals or commodities that could, in your eyes, or is it even possible that if any of those or the stocks underlying those commodities go on a run, that could draw some more people into gold? Is that possible, or really is it a game where gold, even silver in a sense, are kind of going to the beat of their own drum and simply just need some higher prices and some changes in the macro world here to draw investors into those sectors?
Well, I think you're sort of getting at the question is if commodity inflation, if that remains firm and remains a problem. And I mean, I think the thing to watch would be the oil price, because if oil breaks out, you know, what would happen is that would obviously the economy now compared to, you know, a decade ago and decades ago, it's much less energy intensive. But nevertheless, if oil were to break out, that would be a potential catalyst for precious metals, because it would probably signal worries about stagflation. You would have inflation not coming down as much as we think. And at the same time, you know, that would slow the economy. So oil would kind of give off the stagflation vibe, and, you know, oil breaking out and having a big run, that at some point would cause a stock market correction. So it's clear to see why that a breakout in oil could be bullish for precious metals. So I would watch that. I mean, looking at copper, to be honest, I think copper's peaked, and it looks like gold did like 8 to 10 months ago. So I think the metals they've all probably peaked, and, you know, energy tends to be like a late stage in terms of the economy. It tends to be a late stage sector. So I think for the most part, the other metals have peaked and energy is the outlier. And so we'll see if oil can break out. I mean, it would be a bullish catalyst for precious metals because of those fundamental reasons I mentioned. So definitely something to keep an eye on.
All right, Jordan, we'll wrap it up here. And again, it sounds like, and I've heard this from a number of people, that this market or this sector still might be a little bit slow, but look, there's still a lot going on behind the scenes, and there's a lot of companies still doing a lot of work, and hey, hopefully some of them can, I guess, get a bounce here, because boy, oh boy, they have broadly been under pressure. Jordan, thanks as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat next week. I hope you have a great rest of your week.